So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
All right, so stay-at-home advisory is what we're looking at here in the city. We'll be listening to see what the governor says. He had similar sort of things to say yesterday, although I don't believe he officially gave a stay-at-home advisory. He said stay at home unless it's absolutely essential to leave your house. Remember, we're looking at today data. Most of the health officials are looking at projections for the future, and it doesn't look good in terms of the trend lines here in the city or the state. So that's what they're paying attention to, and that's why they're saying that folks really need to take the kinds of precautions that not everyone's been taking so far, and even maybe go a little further from what you already were doing. You heard him say funerals and weddings, all events now limited to 10 people, and even said cancel your, you know, traditional Thanksgiving plans. Don't have anyone over. Some new there was a definite change in tone for sure. But let's talk about the restaurants, because they are closed, and we know that, and this is a time when, well, we've been talking about them a lot, but now it just seems as if it doesn't feel like there will be much hope for them reopening anytime soon in this environment. Roger Romanelli is executive director from the Fulton Market Association. Hey, Roger, kind of sobering news here. I mean, we brought you on because of the new marketing campaign you folks had launched, and I just feel like these the data's not, it's not looking good for us, and not going in the right direction.
Anna, thanks for having me on. It's a really tough day for Chicago and the state. And I, you know, for our businesses and jobs, it looks like people are going to have to push the pause button, except for, you know, takeout and essential services, kind of push the pause button for the next 30 days. I don't know if people can afford to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the thing. You know, look, when we invited you on, I saw that there's this big social media campaign. A lot of prominent restaurants are participating, sort of begging to say, hey, please let us stay open, at least for some degree of indoor dining and that kind of thing. And I just wonder, in this environment with the way things are going, how that, you know, kind of changes things. I don't know. Dr. Arwady was mentioning that gathering in people's homes, still one of the big issues. She's saying that people are going to work sick, that contact tracing is showing that people are saying that they got it at work, and that people with even slight symptoms are showing up there at work, that's a problem. That's part of the reason why you just heard health authorities say, hey, if you're not absolutely essential, let's work with folks, and let's try to keep people working from home right now. We don't want that to be a spreader environment. And then, of course, just kind of acting like you have COVID at all times. Again, my heart goes out to the restaurants and small businesses, because I know how hard folks have worked and how hard, you know, all of the small businesses have worked to try to create these safe environments. I just wonder, you know, what do you do? What do you do now that we are where we are?
Right. Well, you know, I've worked in Chicago neighborhoods for 30 years in economic development, and I've seen some things, and I think we've got some approaches with our new citywide group that can work. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to form a brand new citywide, City of Chicago-focused Chicago Restaurants Committee. It's going to be a Chicago-focused sort of Chamber of Commerce business support group for restaurants only. Now, we've got this other group, the Illinois Restaurant Association. They do a good job, but they're, you know, they're statewide. And what we're hoping is, if we have a City of Chicago group and a state group, we can work together. The second thing we're going to do, I think we're going to, now with this 30-day buffer, if you will, we're going to come back around the specific data, Anna, which is why we just received on Monday, after 40 days, significant data from the city's Department of Public Health about how restaurants had been doing over the past 4 months. And the truth of it is, I hope you've seen the data, but the startling truth, restaurants have not, it's not proven that restaurants have been spreading virus. Can I give you just a couple quick?
Please do, yeah. Let's hear it, because I didn't hear it from health officials either, and I haven't seen the exact data, I don't think, that you're talking about, but let's hear it.
Right. Let me give it to you. You've got 7,300 restaurants in our great city of Chicago, okay? Over the past 4 months, from June 1st to September 15th, out of 7,300 restaurants, only 22 were closed for violating the city's rules. Okay? 22 out of 7,300. That's pretty good. We asked the city, tell us how many fines were issued. They refused. Then we said, how are we doing with employees in restaurants? over the past 4 months. Out of our estimation of 75,000 employees throughout the city, and one of our food wholesalers used to be in Fulton Market, now he's on the south side, said he thinks that's low, but I'm sticking with 75,000. Anna, out of 75,000 restaurant employees over the past 4 months, the city says 297 of the 75,000 were connected to new COVID cases. 297 out of 75,000, okay? And then the final kicker is how many restaurant customers maybe were connected to restaurants in the COVID spread. The city tells us over the past 4 months, they were able to contact trace about 8,000 people. And of those 8,000, 7% or 585 people said that they had visited a restaurant within 14 days of getting the virus or feeling sick. But again, of those 585 people, we don't know if that was drive-in, sit-down, outdoor, fast food. And again, people have to eat. So we don't know that those 585 people definitely caught the virus in the restaurant. I'll simply say, if the virus was spreading throughout our restaurants in Chicago, the first line of indicator would be the employees, Anna. Mm-hmm. If the employees had been getting sick left and right, then we would see that the restaurants are doing a poor job, but that's not what the data shows.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love that the one study you cited about the 14 days thing for the same reasons I think you're citing, is that if you were likely to visit a restaurant in the last 14 days, that isn't contact tracing the source of the COVID to that restaurant. That's not what it's doing. It might actually be changing the sample, because the sample of people who are tend to go out and maybe tend to maybe gather in larger groups and do all kinds of things also tend to go to restaurants. Because I know my mom doesn't go to a restaurant and she's staying inside. So the sample sort of changes. I don't love that study that's cited as if it's fact. I do hear from officials when they say right now the situation has gotten so dire that we all have to kind of pay attention, that we can't afford this to get worse.
Well, I totally agree with you. We, you know, and every time we speak publicly, we always want to encourage people, take your vitamins, get as much sleep as you need, take care of yourself. But on the issue of contact tracing, look, we have to get better going forward, right, Anna? So if 585 people said, I went to a restaurant over the past 14 days, I got sick, I went to a restaurant over the past 14 days, then the question has to be, okay, exactly what restaurant did you go to? And then the city should correlate that data with their closures and fines and employees, right? So there doesn't appear to be a three-dimensional correlation of this data so that we can really zoom in on what restaurants maybe were violating, what restaurants was there spreading. But, you know, to be able to say that restaurants across the board are risky places, this is basically not supported by the facts. And can I just say one more thing, please?
Sure. Go ahead, Roger.
The governor, and I believe the mayor, but I'll just say that I saw the governor is relying on this new study that just came out of Northwestern and Stanford. Did you hear about this study, Anna?
I don't know. Tell me, give us some more.
Yeah. So Northwestern and Stanford just released their study on Tuesday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. And it's all over the internet, which says that the riskiest places in the world are restaurants, gyms, and churches. The data that they've got, Anna, is from March to May of this past year when the virus is going bananas, and they group New York City, Washington, and Chicago all together.
Yeah,
which to me is totally unfair.
I did see that study, and the reason that study was unfair to compare to now is because they were talking about everything being at full capacity, meaning they were judging a restaurant being absolutely full and a gym being absolutely full and saying that in those environments they were spreading environments, which is understandable.
However,
we've moved a long way from there.
At the end of the study, I emailed both Northwestern and Stanford, said, you've got to talk to our Chicago restaurant. But at the end of the study, they said succinctly, it can be safely done to have restaurant indoor dining at 20%. So this is what we need to do. We need to be going forward. We're going to end this buffer of pausing. But we need to talk about the data, look at the data, and we also need to celebrate. Our restaurants have bent over backwards to keep everybody safe, and they're not getting that they're not getting that support and congratulations in the public. All too often, they're getting punished. I really appreciate you give us an opportunity to talk about the issue.
Roger, I just want to check one more thing with you, because the mayor just said there will be no more warnings for businesses. There will be no more fines. We will shut businesses down. She, again, looking at really troubling data right now, and they're willing to move even farther than they have before to crack down on folks.
Amen. Amen. Listen, our restaurants have said since day one, give us the protocols. We're all going to follow the protocols. Over this summer, Anna, I got two calls about restaurants that were not operating well, and instead of calling the city, I went to the restaurants and we straightened it out. But everybody needs to play by the rules, and if the fines need to be higher, and if some of the protocols for the restaurants need to be higher, the restaurants are ready to work with the mayor and the aldermen. I'll tell you what, we should have had this pressure for everyone's compliance a lot sooner, in my view. I think we should have had this.
Maybe that would have helped. I don't know. Roger, thank you for joining. It's a tough situation all around. Roger Romanelli is the executive. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. He's the executive director at Fulton Market Association. More ahead here on WGN. The mayor issued a stay-at-home advisory for 30 days. And, Lauren, help me out here. Does that start on
Monday?
Monday. And so they're asking folks to don't just basically stay home unless it's absolutely essential for you to leave.
Right. The way I read it is, hey, this is basically us saying stay at home. We don't want to issue an order because we don't want to have to force everyone to do this, but we will if you make us.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you hear the alarming tone, and it is a shift. I'm hearing, and I don't know about you, but I'm hearing it's a shift in its severity. It sounds more sobering. And again, they're looking at forward data. So that's sort of, to me, it's troubling. And I think, you can understand why they are alarmed by this. All right. I want to talk to Nick Kokonis. He is one of the finest restaurateurs, businessmen in the city, Alinea, Next, the Aviary. Stop me. I've got so many to mention. We got Royster, St. Clair Supper Club. Some of the most successful restaurants in town here. And Nick, I feel like small business community's already been hit. This type of information we just heard from the mayor, it's, things are not going in the right direction for anybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly true, obviously. This is not just a Chicago problem, obviously. This is a national and international problem. I think the shock of the situation has worn off. In March, it was very different and new and shocking. And unfortunately, it's harder and harder to corral people into the right behaviors, so that we can get past this. I think everyone saw this coming, when the weather was going to get cooler and we're going to hit winter here. So, we're up for a real challenge over the next, 4 to 6 months, I think.
And I've said that my heart goes out because we've all been trying on this show in particular. We've been trying to just support our small businesses, figure out whatever ways we can, whether that's a restaurant or what have you. And I know you have been one of the people in the restaurant industry. I don't want to say you predicted it, but you certainly planned for what eventually happened. Early on, you pivoted to take out and family style meals, and you made a lot of adjustments even before, maybe when people were sort of scratching their heads saying, well, why is he doing that? It's only 2 weeks. And turned out, you were right about your projections. And let me ask you, what are you predicting now? What are you seeing right now as you talk to, I know you don't have a crystal ball. It's
no,
impossible,
I do,
you think you look at this stuff better than I do.
Well, I think I'm a realist. For better or worse, it always pays to plan, for the worst and kind of hope for the best. When this first started, I looked back and read the history books about, the pandemic we had 100 years ago. And, if you go back and read some of the newspapers then, a lot of the same, controversies and mask wearing and all that, like, humans are pretty predictable. And a lot of the same controversies existed then. And, I was more hopeful for this because we have so much more science and technology. And I do believe that we will get better therapeutics and positive vaccines. But these things do take time. And so I never thought this was going to be a 2-week problem. And, we've tried to pivot. We've tried to build tools for the industry with Talk to Go. to help the restaurant industry. And then also we really have to realize that it's different in every different part of the country, different part of the world. It's a bit like a wildfire. You know, it flares up in one place and then doesn't in another. And while social media is wonderful, you know, it's, you see people and, you know, maybe Los Angeles eating safely outside right now and it's 75 and sunny and they can space everybody out there. And people are saying, oh no, they shouldn't be doing that, you know? So, and then conversely, you know, New York looks like it's a couple weeks behind Chicago in that they instituted a 10 p.m. curfew for restaurants just as we did a few weeks ago. And it wouldn't surprise me if, unfortunately, they shut indoor dining in New York for safety reasons and in order to try to keep the schools open. Mm-hmm. So these are very complex problems. I think people are frazzled, obviously, and frustrated, as am I. You know, I'm not immune to that. But at the same time, you know, we can't really blame the leadership that is trying to take a science-forward approach while balancing tough economic realities.
Yeah, you know, I'm tough economic realities. This is definitely a tough economic reality for the folks who work in a lot of these businesses that will now be shut down for at least another 30 days. If you had some hope that that wouldn't be the case and it was going to start to open up, you now are saying, no, that's not the case. And even though, you know, when I hear Dr. Arwady speak, even today, you know, she has not cited the small businesses and the restaurants as being a large source of the COVID spread. She's saying that people are gathering in homes and private gatherings. She's saying that people are going to work sick, that they even have symptoms, and they're telling contact tracers they had symptoms and they went to work. I don't know if that's from pressure from their workplace or it's because they just thought, no, it's not a big deal. You know, I'll just go. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And then that people just not acting as if they may be asymptomatic at all times. Those are the things she cites. I don't hear her saying the small businesses and the restaurants, and yet the folks who work in your industry are already devastated, right? And yet another hit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I said, it's a really complex problem. I know there are restaurant owners that I talk to who feel that we should be open at, you know, at least 50% occupancy. And then I know others that say, like, let's just close it all for 2 weeks and keep everyone home and really squash it. It's very, very difficult to do robust contact tracing without a national plan to do it for everyone all at once. Clearly, we don't have that plan. Other countries have successfully done that. And now, you know, it's the genie's out of the bottle here, and it's going to be really tough to shove it back in its bottle. I don't know the answer. I think that the mayor's office is between a rock and a hard place on this, in that they have smart, science-forward people that I've spoken with, and yet obviously all the small business owners want to press forward because it's their livelihood and their dreams and their families' livelihoods as well. I know that I'm making very difficult decisions all the time that affect people beyond me, you know, that affect our employees. And it's always a balancing act between making sure that we can reopen robustly, you know, 6 months from now, 9 months from now, while doing, you know, carry out operations. But the carry out operations aren't big enough to employ everyone because, of course, you know, a large number of our staff are front of house servers. And while we try to, you know, utilize those, and now we're doing satellite sales up in Northfield and in the western suburbs in Willowbrook and whatnot. So we're trying to reemploy people as best we can and as safely as possible. And we're trying to really show other restaurants how to do that as well. And, you know, it's something, but it's not all the way back. You know, but it's the best we can do right now.
Yeah, it is. And that's what you need to do, the best you can. And we can continue to support you guys. Let's not forget. Is there still takeout, right? People are still doing takeout?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think there's over 300 restaurants on Talk to Go right now, which is exploretalk.com. Talk only charges a flat 3% fee for that to the restaurants. Mm-hmm. And we pass along. You can do pickup or at the restaurant, which means you'll get your food faster and more fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's contactless. So, you know, there's two-way text messaging and all that. So we're doing everything we can to support our fellow hospitality community. And, you know, I think weirdly, as weird as this sounds, when the harsh winter in Chicago comes back, the beautiful day today. But you know that the sideways snow is coming.
Right.
And weirdly, I think that clarity that brings is that people will be ordering more carry out. I think sales will actually go up as
yeah.
the weather gets worse.
I hope so. Or else put on your long underwear and your puffy coat and sit outside. I mean, we're hardy people here in the Midwest, right? Come on. I've been to a Bears
right.
game. I sit outside for 3 hours in that. We know how to do this, right, Nick? Toughen up.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I remain hopeful that we will, many of us, get through this. And, you know, the one thing I wish that I saw is sort of like a community spirit more, where we had something fun to do, if that makes sense. I don't know what that
well,
is.
Hey, Nick, here's your challenge. I'm running out of time here. You're a smart guy. Think of it up and then come on my show and talk about it, okay? Come up with that. Thank you, Nick.
Working on it.
Thank you for the time. That's Nick Kokonis. He's a restaurateur at Alinea and a lot of successful restaurants.